So, very happy to be missed up all devotees. And the sloka is given Shetivandha Rameshwar. But having coming from that area, we want to discuss a little bit about discussion between Ramananda Rai and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Basically, this is our gist of our parampara. In this world, many they worship Lord, but in different bhava. And the bhava is God is great, is big, and we are small. And that bhava is manifested by Sanak Sanatan, Sanat Kumar. And these four bhavas, Santa, Dashas, Vashala, Madhur, Sakya, Vashala, Madhur, five. And on that, we see in the beginning, Ramananda Rai discard the Santa Bhava. So when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asks this, tell me, what is the highest we can achieve in human form of life? Ramananda Rai says, Vishnu Bhakti. Vishnu Aradhyate Pantha. Then, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asks, tell me further, then Ramananda says that whatever we should do, Rai Kare Krishna Shama, Krishna Karmarpan Sarva Sadhyar, whatever we should do for Krishna. Jat Kuru Shijadasnasi, Jat Joshi Jadasi Jat, Jat Taposhi Kuntya, Taskutash Kuru Shamadapan. Then, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, this is also external, tell me further. Then Ramananda says that Krishna Samarpan, that means Sarva Dharman Paritejya Maham Ekam Saranam Raja. Sarva Aham Tam Sarva Bhave Bhok Makshishami Masucha. Now this, there is a four relationship, and the relationship with the Lord exists, and we believe that not only just love, just praying to the Lord, we can develop relationship with the Lord in different bhava. Santa bhava we discard, Daisha, Sakya, Vatsala, Madhur. And every rasa, every bhava, even as a servant of the Lord, there is a pleasure. As a, what you call, his friend, that's a pleasure. And as a Vishnu Sutapa, Devaki Darshade worship, or Yasodananda, or Brajavasi, they worship as their children. That's also very sweet. And of course, we say, Gopi Bhattu Padakunmuru Dasa Dasa Dasanda. So we are, as a servant, also at the same time, we also worship the Madhurji Bhav. But Madhurji Bhav, as we understand, is not that easy. I'll recollect one discussion of Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada told, he was reading Ujjal Nilam and other books, and Jaswanti Nandan Prabhu entered the room, and Srila Prabhupada said, this type of books is for great, great Mahatma, those who are very Paramahamsa, they can understand. Even for me, I feel difficulty. This is the word you can... It's a recorded statement, you can see. So, Jasavindran and Prabhu telling. So, it's not that easy, but yes, it is there. And sometimes Srila Prabhupada said, maybe when somebody is very good devotee and blessed by Nityananda Prabhu, automatically Radharani will accept. That's our way of thinking. And that's Bhakti Siddhanta Sacharya, that we may not be that qualified, but when we serve nicely, especially getting the mercy of Krishna through preaching, through seva, chanting, then Krishna accept. Krishna is not sadhana saddha, we do our best, but it's kripa saddha, we get blessings. So, in one may say that I'm not eligible for such a bhava. One may say I'm just a servant like Hanuman. We know after. All these war happened, Sri Lanka, Lord Ram came to Ajodhya. All the Hanuman says, my dear Lord, can I also come? He said, okay, you'll come. So all these Hanuman also came in that Pushpak Viman. And Lord brought also many monkeys there. And monkey reached Ayodhya. Hanuman told, look, we are monkeys. We have a different behavior. And these people are very posh. They are very dignified people. And they are very big. They are what you call city people. Ayodhya, those days, according to Ramayana, that it was such a beautiful place that people from all over the world used to visit Ayodhya. And there used to be huge roads, beautiful roads, nice mansion, seven stories building with park, garden, lot of birds. During summer, elephant used to be used to put water everywhere to cool down. India, it's a little hot. So it was so beautiful. So many gates, like in here, all over the world now gates are with cement and stones. But those days they used to make gates with precious, semi-precious stones. So that is the difference. And Hanuman told everybody, look, let us behave nicely like a gentleman. We are monkey, we have a sudden tendency. Let us not to jump in different trees and all. So many fruits are there. And let us make it. So they made a seid. They made a prasadam hall. So that all can take prasadam together. And Hanuman said, do as I do. That means let us sit in line and there'll be plate and they'll give some prasadam. We'll eat like a gentleman, not like monkeys. So everybody sat nicely and Hanuman in the corner and everybody on the line and they gave chickpeas and banana. And luck by chance, from Hanuman's hand, some chickpea went up. So as soon as it went up, Hanuman said, you chickpea, you don't know, I'm Hanuman, I can catch you. So Hanuman jumped and catch the chickpeas. And all the thousands of lakhs of monkeys, they also jump. Hanuman said, hey, what are you doing, what are you doing? Say, as you told, we are doing the same thing. See, after some days, he said, I have not seen for a long time Sita Mata. So somehow he went and sneaked in Sita Mata's room. Sita Mata saw some noise and said, monkey. Hanuman, you're Hanuman? Yes, I am Hanuman. What are you doing here? No, for a long time I have not seen you. I'm feeling separation. I want to come and see you. Okay. You said, no, Mata, what are you doing? He said, I'm putting kumkum. Why you are putting kumkum? Oh, your arm likes it. So, that's it. As soon as Sita Mata went little bit this side, he put all the kumkum, he put on his whole head everywhere. And then before Sita Mata goes to Ram, he went to Lord Ram. And Lord Ram couldn't recognize. Hey, who are you? He said, I'm Hanuman. Hanuman, what do you put on top of you? He said, kumkum. Why kumkum? He said, Sita Mata told me you like kumkum. So, see how simplicity. Buddhimatam varishtham. So, in that intelligent, he is the very highest. Manojabam marutatillabhigam jitendriyam buddhimatam varishtham. So in intelligence he's highest. When he was given task to get the medicine, he got the medicine right from the whole mountain he got. If you and me were given the task, said, I have tried my best. I couldn't get, what can I do about it? Right? Maybe I'll get blamed, but what should I do? But he thought how to get the job done. This is his. So, a devotee in the service of the Lord, he's very intelligent. And he'll do by at any cost, right? And here he's the so simplicity. Similarly, in the friendship also, actually some Vaishnava Acharya says that actually friendship was when Krishna told all these Gopabalak that, you guys are, some of you are weak, especially Bhattusoka. He's from Brahmin family. He was very weak. So Krishna told Bhattusoka, you are very weak, you don't have food, proper food. He said, because you, Krishna Balaram, in your family there is a lot of butter. In fact, you sell butter, but we don't have any butter. We have not seen butter in our lifetime. Why not you give? No, better we should do one thing. I don't know my parents will give or not. Let us steal some. He said, you both, Krishna Balaram, you are very strong. If we steal something, somebody may beat up if we get caught. No, don't worry. I'll give some mantra. If you chant that, I'll give some Siddha mantra. If you chant that mantra, you'll not get caught. And actually, one Vaishnavacharya says that actually, Krishna Balaram was not chanting. These children were, they were chanting the mantra. And they got, and he got caught, they didn't get caught. Just. So, and it's true, some that, Vaishnavacharya said, this is the mantra. I don't know. This Rasik. But basically, if Krishna wants his friends, maybe certainly they won't get caught. And according to Garga Samhita, actually, who can catch Krishna? Only those who have bhava to catch. And we know what happened when one gopi caught Krishna. And she said, today nobody could catch Krishna. I have got Krishna. And she was very stubborn. And Krishna pleaded that gopi, why not at least you take me, but at least be little soft. It was too hard. My hand is too soft. I'll go with you, as you said. But be soft. And when Krishna was produced before Nanda Yashoda, hey Yashoda, every day you tell that your Krishna is never stolen. How can he steal? And today, see, I have caught him red-handed. And Yashoda says, what are you talking about? My Krishna never goes to steal like this. No? And that Prabhavati gopi, she was bringing from her house and caught red-handed. And she was meditating on Krishna for a long time just to catch. Who can catch Krishna? We know. Only those who are really good devotee, only they can catch Krishna. With bhakti, with prema, we can catch Krishna. But this gopi, one Vaishnavacharya giving commentary that she got ahankar, that I got Krishna, nobody else can catch Krishna. What happened? As soon as she produced in front of Yashoda, Krishna turned his own in Prabhavati's son. And Joseph says, no, my Krishna is there inside. What are you talking about? No, this is Krishna. And then Prabhupada Gopi saw that Krishna is not Krishna, his own son. Then Krishna whispered in Prabhupada's ear that today you saw the Rupama of your son. Next time you catch me, I'll show you the Rupama of your husband. So be careful. So this is how the sweet pastimes are. That every pastimes are very sweet. And when we love Krishna, Krishna reciprocate through Krishna Prabhupada says, what he says, Bhakti Charan says, that through seva and chanting we can bind Krishna. Srila Prabhupada was an old man, at the age of 70, with all sorts of health problems. The last day when Srila Prabhupada left India, one day before, his son gave all the Ayurvedic medicine. He said, and Prabhupada told, if I need some medicine, you send me. He was staying in some dharmasala in Calcutta. So his health problem, and his whole aim was, somehow if I can build one temple for my Guru Maharaj in New York. But we all know that he was not expecting this much. But when Krishna gives, Krishna gives so much. And we just need to keep patience with that much determination. Some of them, they lose their hope. No, it's possible or not. Everything is possible. For Krishna, whatever we think it's too small, we ask for toys. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, those who doesn't take, want me and wants worldly things, They ask for normal, waste. How can I give something waste? And I'm intelligent. I'm a big girl. How can I give the worldly things? And I'll give this Krishna Bhakti. I'll make sure they forget the worldly things. This is the world Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told. So we are very fortunate with the shelter of Lord Chaitanya. He's protecting. Srila Prabhupada told several times in Bhagavatam, this is the movement of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He said, I have not, neither I have written. It's he who has guided me. Srila Prabhupada was all the time saying, anybody says, Prabhupada, I am alone. No, you are not alone. You are, my Guru Maharaj is there, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is there with you. So we should not feel like a shelterless. We should feel the hope is only, even the holy name, enough to take us back to Godhead. So when Prabhupada is there, holy name is there, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is there, Radha Krishna, Radha Gokulanda is there. We are shelter. And let us not to lose hope. Hope. And what is there in the worldly life? Nothing is there. Ultimately, it's parinami vishatulam. Everything is poison. Nothing else is there. It's a way of life. See, if we add Krishna bhakti, then life has some meaning. Otherwise, it has mostly no meaning. It's just a way of life. Nothing else. This I learned. I wonder, Nitai Shabin can speak. I have a little bad health. Last few days I'm suffering from cold fever. Hare Krishna. I can put another line.
Hare Krishna. My humble obeisances to all the assembled devotees. Vancha kalpa tarubhas kripa sindhu vayavaj patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namono ananta koti vaishnavrinda ki jai. Jagat guru Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Iskon vartaman guru vrinda ki jai. My respectful obeisances to Vishakha Mataji. Thank you so much for being here, and it's a privilege. Very happy to be among all of you devotees here. So today we are reading from Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Leela, chapter 9, verse number 199. Setu bandhaye asi kaila dhanush tirthe snan, Rameshwara dekhi tahan karila vishram. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then went to Setu Bandha, Rameshwar, where he took his bath at the place called Dhanush Tirtha. From there he visited the Rameshwar temple and then took rest. The path from Mandapam through the ocean to the island known as Pambam consists partly of sand and partly of water. The island of Pambam is about 17 miles long and 6 miles wide. On this island, 4 miles north of Pambam harbour, is Setu Bandha, where the temple of Rameshwaram is located. This is a temple of Lord Shiva, and the name Rameshwar indicated that he is a great personality whose worshipable deity is Lord Ram. Thus, the Lord Shiva found in the temple of Rameshwar is a great devotee of Lord Ramachandra. It is said, Devi Patanam Arabhya Gachyu Setu Bandhanam. After visiting the temple of Goddess Durga, one should go to the temple of Rameshwar. In this area, there are 24 different holy places, one of which is Dhanush Tirtha, located about 12 miles southeast of Rameshwar. It is near the last station to the South India Railway station called Ramnath. It is said that here, on the request of Ravana's younger brother Vibhishan, Lord Ramachandra destroyed the bridge to Lanka with his bow while returning to his capital. It is also said that one who visits Dhanush Tirtha is liberated from the cycle of birth and death, and that one who bathes there gets all the fruitive results of performing the yajna known as Agnishtoma. Hare Krishna. Om Agyanati Mirandhasya Gnananjana Shalakaya Chakshuran Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namam. Hare Krishna. This is a very, very interesting chapter. The summary is like this. We know this whole travel starts after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu takes sannyas, and we know that
he's cheated by Nityananda Prabhu. He wanted to go to Vrindavan, and somehow they take him to Shantipur, and there Chaitanya Mahaprabhu meets all the devotees and meets his mother. His mother cooks for him, and then his mother requests him that don't go so far, stay near to Puri, so I'll get your messages. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu agrees, and then he goes to Puri. And on his way, when he's going to Puri, Nityananda Prabhu breaks his danda. And now Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gets very upset that I'm not traveling with all of you because you are doing all kinds of naughty things. You have broken my danda. Either you go before or I go. No, I'm not traveling with you. So then finally Chaitanya Mahaprabhu starts walking, and then we know how he reaches Jagannath Puri, and there he sees Lord Jagannath and he falls down unconscious. That's where Sarvabhama Bhattacharya comes into picture, and he takes Chaitanya Mahaprabhu home, and then we know how the whole conversation happens, and he sees the Sarabhuja form of the Lord. So this is what happens with this Puri. And then finally now he again says, I want to go to Vrindavan. So this time devotees agree, and they said, but we will come with you. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, no, you're not coming with me, and going alone. So anyway, he decides to go on his South Indian pilgrimage, and the devotees say, okay, even if you don't want to take us, at least take one assistant with you, because you are constantly chanting, so who is going to catch you or kamandalam? So finally Lord agrees, and Krishnadas, this Kala Krishnadas is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's assistant, then they start this South Indian Yatra. So from Puri, they start, if you see the map, you know, they come to Sri Kurumakshetra, and we are from that area. So this coming, you know, we doing this chapter is so coincident, because we are just there, Vishakhapatnam. So Lord comes like Kurumakshetra, Sri Kurma, then he comes down, you know, Simhachalam, which is in Vishakhapatnam, and you see this whole down journey, and then he comes to Rameshwaram. So it's very pretty interesting how the Lord comes, and especially this ninth chapter of the Lord South Indian travels is so full of amazing incidents and events that take place, which gives such amazing teachings for the sadhakas. You see the whole nine chapter, because it has this pastime of Lord interacting with the Kurma Brahman, which is so applicable to the grihasthas, because when Kurma Brahman meets Lord and he tells the Lord, I want to come with you. I don't want to stay with my family anymore. I just want to join you. And Lord gives him instruction. He says, no, grihe thako vane thako sadahari bole thako. You don't have to come with me. Wherever you are staying, just you preach Krishna consciousness. And not only that, a very important instruction was given in Kurumakshetra, where Lord says, Jare dekho tare kaho Krishna upadesh. Amaragya guru hai taro edesh. Oh, you just preach Krishna, talk about Krishna whomever you see. And then the famous incident of Vasudev Vipra getting cured from leprosy happens there. And then Lord comes down to Simhachalam. In fact, Prabhupada had come to Simhachalam with Vishakha Mataji, Malti Mataji, Shyam Sundar Prabhu, Gurudas Prabhu, the whole entourage, and there's this whole pastime in Srila Prabhupada Lilamrita. And of course, I mean, the place where we come from, Vishakhapatnam, where this temple of Jihad Narsimha, which is mentioned in the Chaitanya Charitamritam, so many acharyas have come there. Ramanujacharya came there, and Madhvacharya came there, and all the Alvars came there, and Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur came there twice. And in December 1930, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur installed Chaitanya Mahaprabhu footprints there. And then Srila Prabhupada came there in February 1972, and he was there for 1 week in Puri Maharaj's ashram with all the devotees, and of course we didn't have an ISKCON center then. So then from there, from Kurumakshetra, then Simhachalam, then Lord goes down to Tirupati also, and then Sri Kalahasti, where this famous incident happens, where the Buddhists want to feed the Lord with contaminated food, and then how this bird comes and, you know, throws that food. So that was very interesting. And then down he comes down to this place called Rameshwaram, where our world today is. And then we also see in this another interesting thing that happens is in this chapter, that how Lord when he goes to this place called Sri Rangam, how he stays back for 4 months of Chaturmasa, and then how he has this interesting conversation with Venkata Bhatta, you know, explaining about Lakshmi Devi and Radharani and who is superior, and also that special incident of the illiterate Brahmana, which is so inspiring and so many lessons giving, that how Lord appreciated the Brahmana's bhava, even though he was not literate, but he was trying to read Bhagavad Gita with so much emotion, and Lord appreciated his bhava. And then he comes down, and then this very interesting pastime happens of where Lord is invited for prasadam by a devotee, And when Lord actually goes for prasadam, he hasn't cooked anything. And he's so much into the bhava of Lord Rama and Sita that he tells that, oh, they have gone to pick up some berries and roots and all. So Lord, Mother Sita hasn't cooked yet. So please wait, you know, once she finishes the cooking, I'll give you. And then finally, when he comes to his external consciousness, he cooks for the Lord. But while he's serving the Lord, he's crying. And Lord is like, what happened to you? So he said, I feel very hurt every time that I read Ramayana, and where this pastime comes where Ravan has touched Mother Sita, the mother of the whole universe. How can she be touched by a demon? And that hurts me most. So I'm unable to sleep. I'm unable to eat. I'm simply crying whole day. And the Lord is trying to convince him that it was not Mother Sita whom Ravan touched. Ravan touched the shadow of Mother Sita. Jaya Sita. So that's how the pastime is, but he's not convinced, you know. And then we know how Lord walks down to Madurai. And then finally, when he comes here, Setubandha, he actually finds somebody reading from Kurma Puran, where it is mentioned clearly about Jaya Sita, that Ravan has not touched Mother Sita. And now this is document proof. So then Lord again walks all the way back to meet that Brahman again and shows him the proof, you know. And in fact, there were no photocopying machines those days, so he actually got it written by somebody, you know, scripted and scribed, and then comes back and gives this copy. And now this Brahman becomes very very elated, you know. And then the most fascinating pastime in this 9th chapter, which we'll be reading now, is about Kala Krishnadas, and so many important lessons for devotees. How Kala Krishnadas was Lord's intimate associate. He was Lord's assistant, associating with Lord 24 hours. But he gets attracted, or rather distracted, by the Bhattaharis. And then how again Lord drags him by his hair and brings him back. So I thought that in another 15-20 minutes, we can just contemplate on few lessons that we can get from this pastime of Kala Krishnadas, because we are all sadhakas. And we also face similar kind of problem, though we are in association of devotees under the shelter of Radha Gokulananda. But we may have so many such, because what we realize is that bhakti is definitely a royal road, but even in a royal road, there can be accidents. So one has to be so careful. So I was contemplating that there can be 6 A's in our life. If when applied, we can be safe. So first A is, one has to be alert in Krishna consciousness. Alert. We have to be alert. Like you see, you know, the army people, they give this guns to the soldiers. So, Radha Gokulananda ji ki jai, Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman ki jai, Shishu Gauni Thai ki jai. In the army, they give this guns to the soldiers. So they do 2 things. First of all, they give information about the gun, knowledge. This is this gun, this many bullets will be there, this is what it is. They give knowledge. Second thing they do is they give training. This is the gun, but how do you use it? This is how you hold it, this is what you do. So they give knowledge, they give training. But in spite of getting knowledge and in spite of getting training, when the enemy comes, if the soldiers are sleeping, then nobody can protect them. They can't say, but we know, we have information about the gun. Actually, we are trained how to use it, but they will still die if they are sleeping, if they are not alert. Similarly, in Krishna consciousness, when we read books, we have knowledge, information. And then we are trained. We are trained when we practice, okay, Krishna consciousness, we learn, we do Bhakti Shastri, Bhakti Vedanta, so many courses, it's all kind of training given. But in spite of that knowledge and training, if we are not alert in Krishna consciousness, then Maya can attack us anytime. So we have to be so alert on our marks that, you know, actually Prabhupada always said that my devotees are not sufficiently afraid of Maya. The Prabhupada said that, you know, like Prabhupada himself was regularly praying, though he's a pure devotee of the Lord. And by his example, he taught that devotees should regularly stand in front of the deity and pray from their heart. Even though we are practicing and following our 16 rounds and morning sadhana, but there should be something called, we stand in front of the Lord and we talk to him and we request and we beg, please protect us, and we be alert all the time. So one is alert, because even somebody comes to the stage of self-realization also, they need to be, if they're self-realized also, still they need to be alert. I give you a proof in Bhagavatam 1.4.4. In the Purport, Srila Prabhupada says, because Sukadeva Goswami was a self-realized soul, that is why he was very alert of Maya. So that means even if somebody is a self-realized soul, the symptom of self-realization is not that I'm okay, I don't need to be worried anymore. The symptom is that, why is he called self-realized? Because he is alert about Maya every moment. So one has to be alert. Not only one should be conscious of Krishna, one should also be cautious of Maya. Along with being conscious of Krishna, one should be cautious of Maya. Because we see in Srimad Bhagavatam, even Lord Brahma, he was distracted by Vak, right? He fell down. He was running behind his own daughter. So one should be so alert. So A for alert. One has to be alert. The second thing is A for association. One should be so careful what kind of association one is taking. You know, association, even the little positive association can make big change in our life, and even little negative association can make a big change in our life. Like we see in the case of Saubaramuni. It was amazing, just under the water doing something like that. But a little association with just watching the fishes and he falls down. We see the case of Chota Haridas, amazing devotee. A little association with the opposite gender falls down. We see Bharat Maharaj, amazing, left everything, living in jungle. Association with the deer falls down. And we see Ajamila, amazing person, with his parents who used to go and pluck flowers in the forest and do puja. Little, just watching a Shudra lady falls down. And on the contrary, I heard from His Holiness Radha Goswami Maharaj once that Ajamila was not at home one day and some sadhus had come in late evening. So the sadhus were moving around the village and asking, who can give us shelter for the night? So some children who were playing around, just to mock, oh, you want shelter? We have a very pure Vaishnava in our village called Ajamila. You can go and take shelter in his house. Basically, they were just teasing because they know Ajamila is a fallen person living with a prostitute. So the sadhus don't know that they are teasing. So they actually go and, you know, where is Ajamila's house, Ajamila? And then they knock on Ajamila's house. And his wife comes out. Yeah, what can I do for you? No, madam, we were told that you will give us shelter for night. And she thought it's harmless. Okay, yeah, we have a place you can actually stay. So the sadhus stay there. In the morning, when the villagers get up and they come to know that these sadhus are staying in Ajamila's house, and because of some children who were just teasing and playing, they thought this is not correct. They should go and inform the sadhu. So they come running to Ajamila's house, you know, and they knock on the door and they tell the sadhus, we are very sorry, please come out. This is not the right place for you to stay. Please come. We will give you accommodation. The sadhu says, well, anyway, since we stayed here in the night and this lady, kind lady, has given us shelter, so we should give her something. So they saw that Ajamila's wife was pregnant. So as they leave, they bless her. They bless her and they say that, you know, the son which is going to be born from you, you name him Narayan. So this is what they tell. And she's very innocently agrees, oh fine, I can do that. So imagine, you know, a little association with this saintly person. Amazing. And, you know, they name their son Narayan. And finally, Ajamil calls out Narayan and he's in the pages of Bhagavatam, which we read every day. So little association. One should be so careful. So one is being alert and one association, especially as devotees. Not associating with non-devotee is very easy nowadays because we can very easily see that distinction. He's not devotee. He's not following four realms. He is a meat eater. He's this, he's that. And we may distance ourselves from them because we can grossly see that, yeah, they don't have a tilak. They don't believe Krishna. They are atheist. It is very clear. But where the problem comes is even inside the devotee community, if one doesn't maintain the proper distance from opposite gender, then there can always be a fall down. So one should be so very careful because Cupid can make anybody stupid. So one should be so careful. Because, you know, I'm just reminded of this pastime of Parasar Muni. And Parasar Muni, when he was talking with Vyasadeva, his son, and just going through, you know, father and son, informal discussion. And his father makes a comment that, I think you have over-exaggerated about, you know, being afraid of not associating with women. In this case, I will say opposite gender, because for men it is women and for women it is men. So I think you have over-exaggerated that part of it, you know, and Vyasadeva doesn't say anything. And then that night, Parasar Muni is in his kutia, in his hut, and one very beautiful lady knocks the door. She says, Swamiji, it's raining outside and it's thunder and lightning and I don't have shelter. Is it okay? Can you give me shelter this night? So Parasar Muni says, "Why are you harmless? No issue. Please come and you can stay with me. So I will sleep outside and you can take rest here." So she says, "Fine." And then he gives her some clothes or whatever to wipe herself. And then he sits outside. And as he is contemplating on her beauty and he wants to associate with her. So now he knocks the door and he says, "Actually, I want to come inside." Now this lady finds it a little bit fishy that why does he want to come inside? He says, "I think, Swamiji, it will not be right for me to open the door. I'll do it in the morning. You should stay outside." And then Parasar Muni, after some time, you know, like you have this dhyayate vishaya pungsa sango sango. So now he's going on contemplating on her, and finally, because she's not opening the door, he gets on the top of the hut and you know, he starts, you know, making a hole there and jumps inside the room and finally just grabs her hand. And the moment he grabs her hand, the lady turns into Vyasadeva, says, "Sorry, father, I just wanted to give you a practical demonstration, you know, what happens, you know, how one should be so careful of not associating with opposite gender." So sometimes in Krishna consciousness, we may take it like, "No, she is a devotee and I am a devotee and she is a devotee." Yes, but you see, that is why such extraordinary examples are given in Srimad Bhagavatam, in Chaitanya Charitamritam, like that case of Chota Haridas, just to, you know, get those principles right in our head. You know, we shouldn't take things easily. No matter what, we should always maintain an etiquette while dealing with the opposite gender, not to deal in separately in a separate room, no matter how advanced we may be or how advanced the other person may be. Always maintain that etiquette of having 2-3 people around, because we should be careful from Maya. Maya is so powerful. So yeah, one is alert, being alert, and one is to have the right association. Because if we become casual, then we become casualty. So we have to be very careful. So one is alert, one is association, and now comes the third thing, acceptance. If we make a mistake, we should admit it. 50% of our problem will be sorted out if we accept it. Yes, I'm wrong and I'm not going to repeat it. Instead, if we stick to justifications, "Actually, that was not the thing. Actually, he told me to do this. Actually, this happened there. Everything goes wrong." And we end up wasting so much time. But if we simply admit our mistake, "Yeah, I shouldn't have done that," then there ends the matter. Repentance, not justification, should be the tagline, or, you know, our line on the cell phone. Repentance, not justification. Even sadhana also, if we aren't able to complete our rounds, if we aren't able to do our sadhana, we always have some justification. Mind is so good in giving justification. That's the full form of mind, right? M is for magnifying the issues. Even if it's a small issue, the mind will say, "But how can you get up Mangala Arati? Yesterday you slept so late in the night and now you have 3 kids and you have so many." It magnifies. M for magnifying. And I is for imagining pleasure. Unnecessarily, the mind will go on imagining pleasures, you know. And then N is not taking up the opportunities, you know. And then D is distraction. So this is what the mind keeps doing, you know, distracts us. So one should be very careful. One should admit and one should repent. And actually the Sanskrit word paschatap itself means that. Paschatap means afterwards. Tap means crying. Crying afterwards what we have done. But this paschatap should also be followed by absorption, not simply crying. We should know when we do mistake what is to be done next. Like there is a saying in English, we should know what we should do when we don't know what we should do. We should know that we should take shelter of Krishna when we don't know what else to do. We should take shelter of Krishna. So we should be alert. We should associate with the right people. We should not justify but repent. Admit our mistake and not hide our anarthas. If we hide our anarthas under the blanket of justification, then there will never be a purification. There will never be an improvement in us. Now I'm reminded of this, you know, one example. There was this one man who was hunting in a place which was reserved, you know, like you have those reserve forest where you're not supposed to do hunting, but he was illegally doing it. So he managed to almost kill a wolf. So when he put the arrow and the wolf is half dead, then he hears some jeep coming. So he understands, oh, there is some forest officer who has come and now I will be arrested because I am doing illegal hunting here. So he was wearing this huge big coat. So what he did, he just carried that little wolf, which was half dead, and put it, you know, inside his coat, and he quickly buckled up, you know. And then when the forest officer comes and he's like, what are you doing here? Oh, well, I just love nature. I'm just appreciating nature. Everything is so beautiful. The forest officer says, well, we both are like-minded. I would like to have a conversation with you. Please sit down, take a place. And they both started chatting. The problem is that this wolf, which was inside the coat, is not full dead. It's half dead. So it's making movements. And not only that, what the wolf started doing is it's eating up the flesh of this man from inside. Now, the man can't even say anything, can't even yell, because this forest officer, either he's going to be arrested or the wolf is going to disturb him. So he tolerates and he tolerates. And after some time, when the conversation is over, the forest officer takes out his jeep and goes away. And by this time, the man is dead. The moment the forest officer walks out, he's dead, because the wolf has eaten up all the flesh inside his body. So this is what happens with our anarthas also. Our anarthas are like those half-dead wolf. And if we hide them inside our coat, they start eating us from inside. But outside, we still look like a devotee, because we still have kantimala, we still have a japa bag, we still have tilak, and we still have that smile, and everybody thinks that we are a devotee. But only we know what's happening inside. The wolf has eaten away our bhakti, has eaten away, and we're simply now the dolls. And ultimately, we will die in Krishna consciousness. So, but if one is open about one's anarthas, then somebody will come out there and help. Oh, I need help, right? So one should be alert. One should associate with the right people. And one should admit one's mistake. And after admitting, absorption. Like Parikshit Maharaj, when he put this dead snake on Shamikrishi, yeah, he repented. He didn't justify that, but actually I was hungry, what can be done, I was just thirsty, that's why. No, yeah, I did a mistake, I shouldn't have done that. But then he doesn't sit and cry over it, no, now what did I do, alas, no, now he thinks, what should I do? Better now I go surrender and hear Krishna Katha, and whatever the 7 days remaining of my life, I make best use of it. So repentance should be followed by increase in our Krishna conscious sadhana. Otherwise, the repentance will become like the elephant bath. It's no use. We just feel cry and then we again continue. But if we increase the absorption in Krishna consciousness, then that gives pleasure to Krishna. So we should increase our sadhana whenever we do some mistakes. See, the whole point is, sometimes even apparently very good people who haven't done anything wrong in their life may also fall down, not because of their mistake, and sometimes not even because they have done something grossly, but because of previous life karma. You know, this previous life karma, of the fruit of which we enjoy or suffer in this life, not only comes in the form of health problems or relationship problems, but it also comes in the form of fall down. Means, because of some previous karmas, when we are most vulnerable physically or emotionally or mentally, at that time, because of our previous karma, such a situation will be organized where there is every chance to fall down. So sometimes it may completely not be our fault, but it may still happen. That is why one needs to make extra deposits in one's account, because anytime anything will be taken away from us. So more sadhana, like what you say here in England, make hay while the sun shines. When our health is good and we are doing well, we shouldn't be satisfied only with our 16 rounds, and whatever time extra available, we should try our best and make extra deposits in our bank account. So yes, this is what we have to do, action. So be alert, have the right association, admit the mistake, and after admitting, absorption, increase our Krishna consciousness. And now comes the fifth part of it, is accountability. Very important that we should be accountable to at least somebody in this world. Even if we may be very advanced devotees or very senior devotee, there should be somebody we report to and share our heart. It is so important. At least there should be somebody in this world who knows us as we are. You know, otherwise sometimes it so happens that one may put up a mask, you know. Everybody is trying to live three lives. One is a public life, which people know. One is a private life, which the family knows. And one is a super personal life, which only Krishna knows. But the whole point is there should be alignment between all these three lives. So even if we are not that advanced and we are not able to come to that stage, at least there should be one mentor in our life with whom we can share and we can, as we are, just like when we go to doctor, we don't hide anything from the doctor. We don't feel that if I tell the doctor I've been to the loo for 10 times, what he'll think about me. That's all right what he thinks about you, but he will give you the right medicine. So like that, if we have one devotee at least in our life where we are not worried or trying to impress that devotee, we just honest with that devotee. This is what is going on in my mind. This is what is happening in my mind. So, because sometimes we may publicly say something, but privately believe something. And there may be so many such situations in our life. But if there is somebody who knows us in and out, then they can actually help us. Okay, this is your problem. Because sometimes seeing our own problems or seeing our own issues or what should I say, weaknesses, is not that easy. In the scriptures, it says that seeing your own weakness is like it's like seeing a black ant on an Amavasya night walking on a black stone. How is that possible? Black stone, a black ant on Amavasya night. How can you see that? So seeing our own faults is very difficult. When we look at the mirror and we see ourselves, we find us the most beautiful and pure person in this world. But we need a third party intervention who can see things with a bird's view and can tell us and can put us in the right shoe. Oh, this is what you need to do. So accountability. Actually, for the devotees who are have just begun into Krishna consciousness, things are actually pretty easy because they have their sadhana card and they're submitting it to the mentor. The problem starts when we become mentor. Then if we don't have anybody to whom we submit our sadhana card. In fact, I remember many years ago, my Guru Maharaj, His Holiness Jayapataka Swami Maharaj, in his Vyasa Puja, he had his secretary Mahavara Prabhu read the whole account of how he has completed his 16 rounds, all the 365 days. I mean, that was the time when he just had this stroke, and I mean, many were anxious that will Maharaj able to do with his present condition? Will he be will he be able to chant his 16 rounds? And Maharaj gave a full account of how he completed during his physiotherapy, how many rounds. And in fact, at the end of the report, we came to know that he did more than 16 rounds on every single day. So I mean, that's amazing. And what an example that, you know, I mean, you may be a guru, but you still are, you know, showing your accounts to everybody. So yeah, accountability. One should be open to feedback. One should be open to, you know, having the right association and taking guidance from devotees, sharing realization, maintaining a journal, writing down, having self-introspection. And like Rupa Goswami says, Guhyati, you have to talk and share your mind with the devotees. So one has to be alert. One has to have right association. One should admit one's mistake. One should absorb in Krishna consciousness. Even if we have done mistake also, the best way of repentance is to double our sadhana. And one should be accountable, somebody we should report to. And the last thing is to have the right aspiration. We should have the right aspiration, the right goal. Like Bhakti Tirtha Swami Maharaj used to say very funnily, the goal of our life is to become mad for Madan Mohan. I mean, Madan Mohan, but he says it that way, in a very funny way. That's the goal of our lives. We should have the right aspiration. So such amazing lessons from Kala Krishnadas' life, though he was with the Lord, but was he alert? He was with the Lord, but yeah. And you see, devotees are so amazing. We see Kala Krishnadas' life. He fell down because of Maya and he was rejected by the Lord. When Lord comes back from his South Indian Yatra, he said, I don't want to associate anymore with Kala Krishnadas. I have nothing to do with him. And the devotees, they tell Kala Krishnadas, okay, fine, nothing to worry. You go to Navadvip and you meet Sachi Mata and you meet the devotees there. They're very eager to know how the Lord had his South Indian Yatra. So you go there and you explain Lord's pastime. So that way, though he was rejected by the Lord and he was fallen by Maya, but he was protected by the devotees, they still engaged him in some or the other service, you know. So it's so important that we be in the right association, we be alert and we repent, and then action. After repentance, take the right action, be accountable and have right aspirations. So with this, I will end it here, or rather pause it here, and then take some reflections or suggestions, corrections or questions. Thank you so much. Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Hare Krishna. Hare. Thank you so much. Anybody has any suggestions, any things to add? Yes, Prabhu. Yeah, Mike.
Vichota Haridas, he was a direct associate of Lord Chaitanya. When he got rejected, the punishment was quite heavy. With Kala Krishnadas, he was associate of Lord Nityananda. So that's why he got saved.
Jai, Prabhu made such an amazing point. He said Chota Haridas was directly associated with the Lord, he got punished. But because Kala Krishnadas came via Nityananda, the Guru Tattva, so he was protected. Thank you so much for adding this, Prabhu. Wonderful. Anybody? Yes, Mataji, you can pass the mic to her.
Thank you so much for the wonderful class. I actually had two questions. The first one, an association where you say you avoid non-devotee association. But sometimes you think, okay, all of us came to Krishna consciousness. Most people came to Krishna consciousness because of a devotee. Now, if we don't associate with someone else, how are they going to become a devotee? That's the first question.
I answer the first question?
Yeah.
Yeah. About associating with non-devotees, there are two things about association. One is taking association, one is giving association. We should not take association of non-devotees, but we can give association. That means we give our association to them, we talk to them, we be nice to them, but we don't take their association. Now, association also has a very deeper meaning. Association does not only mean where you say Hare Krishna or somebody or something. Association actually means the six things, you know, giving of gifts, taking of gifts, talking and sharing, you know, feeding and then taking prasadam. So we have to be very careful. So we can just do one part of it, whether we give them prasadam, we give them gifts, we talk to them, but we don't take their association. And even if we do take, we have our mask on. Just like during Corona, you know, people were helping the health, people were helping the other patients, but they were always having their mask on. So it's, we can give, you know, savories to others, but we should not stop savoring too. You know, it has to be this way. You give, but also you keep taking. If you keep taking association of devotees and your bank account is full, then it's no problem. You can keep making withdrawal. But sometimes we stop here and we only give, and that's where we become bankrupt. And we don't understand when what happened, and suddenly there may be a fall down. So one should be, it's like, you know, There was a famine in some village, you know, there's no food to eat. So some people came from some NGO and they were distributing bread. So one man was very intelligent. He said, "You are giving me bread now, fine, I will eat, but I will be hungry again in the evening." So this lady says, "Don't worry, we have a big storeroom and there is so much bread there. You come with me, I'll show you where the storeroom is." Now this man, being very kind, he tells the others also, "Hey, come. This lady is going to show us where this whole big storeroom is and we can get so much." So they all hold hand in a big human chain. And they are following the lady. Now, the most important thing here is he should not leave that lady's hand. Now, he's holding so many people's hand, but if he leaves this lady's hand, then he will all guide them all to hell. So that's the whole point in Krishna consciousness. Nobody's stopping us not to associate and not to preach. But while we do that, we also savor. We also do our sadhana more nicely. In fact, if we are into preaching seva, then our sadhana has to be double nice because we are actually getting exposed to infection, right? If you're doing some other seva, at least you are only among devotees. But when you're getting exposed to infection, then you need more gloves and mask and just about everything. Does it make sense?
Thank you. And the second part, you said that at any point of our life, we could fall down because of our past karma. Now,
yes.
Say if it happens to one of us, what would you do? Like, how would you save yourself?
Okay, now your question is that I said sometimes the fall down happens not because of your mistake in the present life, but also maybe because of your past karma. Yeah, it can happen. So what's the question to that?
How would you, what
How do you do it? What can you do about it? Oh yeah, you cannot do anything about it. That's why you have to sufficiently do good karma in this life, sufficiently. Like, I'll tell you something. There was this one man who had a farmland which was next to the ocean. So sometimes there are storms and, you know, everything gets haywire. So nobody wanted to work in his farm. So every time they said, no matter if we work so hard, suddenly storm comes and the waves, you know. So one man, he said, I'm ready to work in your farm, but I'll work whole year. But I have only one condition. The day it rains, the day there is a storm, only that day I will not work. Then this man thought, okay, harmless, at least the rest of the days I'll have some helper. So he hired him. And after some time, what happened? Things were very wonderful. He was doing nice service. And one day it was, you know, there was storm in the night, thunder, lightning, raining, so many things happening. Now this man got worried. He ran to the servant quarters. He knocked the door of the servant, you know, come on, it's raining. We need to, you know, do so many things. Come on, help me. And the voice came from inside. I told you, I'll not work on the day of storm. I'll work on every day, but not on that day. Then he thought, oh God, this guy is so foolish. So he ran to the barn, you know, because now he has to put things properly. But to his amazement, he saw actually this man had worked so diligently and so meticulously that there was nothing to be done. Everything was done properly. The horse shed was proper, the cow shed was proper, the storeroom, the barn, everything was tied in such a way that even if the storm comes, nothing is going to happen. So he also goes back to sleep. Oh, this is wonderful. So the point here is that, yes, sometimes the fall down may be due to external reasons. Sometimes the fall down may be because of our gross mistake. Sometimes it may be because of previous karma. But all said and done, if we are prepared to face it, that means we sufficiently put a deposit in our bank account by doing proper sadhana, even though such vulnerable situation comes in our life, we will be fine because we have invested enough in our sadhana, right? Like, I'm reminded of this Vamsidas Babaji Maharaj example. Vamsidas Babaji Maharaj was a fisherman in his previous ashram, and once he was just sitting on the bank of a river, and some lady comes with some fishes on in the basket. And, oh, do you want some fishes? And his Babaji is like, we don't eat fishes, we are, you know. And however, she just puts the basket from her head down, and she's just sitting, you know, like in India, they just quiet, like they sit like this, come on, take something, you know. And once this Babaji Maharaj, when he peeped in that basket and he saw those fishes, for a moment, just a second, he thought, oh, these are good qualities, actually, you know, good. Why did he say that? Think that is because he was a fisherman, so he knows what the fishes are. So for a moment, he was thinking that actually these are the good quality ones, the good ones, which you can, you know, it will be very tasty for eating. And the very next moment, he thought, what am I saying? What am I thinking in my mind? Oh, how could I do this? And you know what he did? He went inside his hut. He got his gornitai, tied them with rope, put them inside the water. And he said, why did you bring that thought in my mind? But all the seva that I did for you, all that I do for you, this is what you give me as a result. Are you going to do it next time or not? Answer me. Otherwise, I'm not removing you out of the water. Now imagine how much the person must have invested that he can do that with the Lord. That how dare you bring that thought in my mind. You know, if you see in Bhishma Stuti also, Bhishma Dev, what he says, Sadeva Devo Bhagavan. What is it, Bhagavan? Sakirt, Lord, I'm ordering you. You better stay here. Don't move. Kalevaram, when I leave my body, I want to see your face smiling, Chaturbhujam. Now, who can order that to Lord? He didn't request the Lord. He ordered it. You stay there. So, as devotees, if we're doing our sadhana wonderfully, then, you know, even we'll get that confidence also. If we are not doing it, you know, half of the time we are very guilty. I don't know. You know, most of the time devotees ask me that, Lord can protect Prahlad or Dhruva or because they are pure devotees. I'm not pure devotee. You know, we have that feeling, will Lord protect me? Will Lord protect me? But if we do our sadhana wonderfully, like Prabhupada said, right, one time, if somebody is doing 16 rounds and Krishna holds, you know, when a child goes to the market with the mother, if the child is holding the hand of mother, there is no guarantee the child may leave the hand, because if he gets attracted by something more interesting in the market, he may leave the mother's hand. But if the mother is holding the child, then even though mother is shopping, like in India, they do bargaining, you know, 2 rupee ka kari patta free de do, you know, they do that. And they're enjoying it. If they don't get the 2 rupees kari patta free, they are so morose. So, but the mother will not leave the hand of the child, even though she is bargaining, doing what? The child is so safe. So Prabhupada was saying this to a devotee, that if you are doing your 16 rounds every day, then Krishna is holding your hand. And if Krishna holds your hand, he's not going to leave you. So yeah. So to your point, yes.
Let me get you the mic. It is true that those who are what you call Nitya Siddha, those who are great devotee, like Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur, Srila Prabhupada, Bhakti Thakur, are very exalted, many great saints, many even now also. But we have to understand what is our position, whether we are so elevated. Some of them, they are very fixed. Like we have a vivid example, Vishakha Mataji, she has seen. There's so many, they were there in the moment, but they left. As soon as Srila Prabhupada left, they left. Very young as I am in this moment, I saw Srila Prabhupada. I didn't do Diksha, but I saw him. Two of my cousin brothers, one left, one there. So many, they stayed. And they took shelter of Srila Prabhupada. So if we take shelter of Srila Prabhupada, as I repeated, but if we take it lightly, as he mentioned, then it is a problem. So we should not, neither Nitya Siddha, they never go to the wrong side. But as a Kripa Siddha or Sadhana Siddha, we are just desperately requesting mercy, blessings of Srila Prabhupada, Vaishnavas and all. That's possible, but if we don't want, that is a different thing. It's our free will, what we want. If we are desperate, we are. What Ramananda I told to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that one should have a greed for Krishna Bhakti. What we want? We want these worldly things, which is nothing, it's like a toys. Krishna Bhakti is much better. He said, even if we take koti jana sukritina labhati, that even if we take crores of human life, still it is not possible to get it, the Krishna Bhakti. So when we got association of devotees, Krishna Bhakti, we know Srimad Bhagavatam, Srila Prabhupada gave the best commentary from all the Vaishnavacharyas. You count all the Madhavacharya, Ramanacharya, and what you call Biragham, King Kulasekhar, then all these Jiva Goswami, Vishnava Chakra, Rupa Goswami, Sanatha Goswami, and his own Guru Maharaj. And Chandidas Thakur, Vidyapati, Lochandas Thakur, Ramana, Narottama Das Thakur, all the best comment he put. So we have the Srimad Bhagavatam, we have Gita, we have the books, we have Vaishnava's Association. And as I repeated in the past, as Srila Prabhupada mentioned, this is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement. So if we take shelter, if we are serious, it's possible. Nothing is impossible. What Srila Prabhupada says, impossible exists in Fool's Dictionary. So, he said, and he devotee did it, and devotee made the challenge. So it is possible. It's person, up to the person, he decides what he wants in life, right? In every situation, somebody takes the sky-high limit and he breaks the record. In the same situation, somebody breaks himself. You've seen here so many, they said, oh, life is very wasted, and they commit suicide. Some of them, they think life is very good. They make something in life. So devotees, some of them, they think, Prabhu, it is not possible for me. I have tried out. Some of them, no, it's very good. It's very interesting. It all depends on the person. Again, Krishna also making sure it's not that easy. Manushyanam sahasresu kaschi jatata siddhahi. Jatatamam siddhanam kaschin mamvete. Rarely knows me. So we have to be on that rare list. But if we take it easy, then it's not that easy. But bhakti means a little serious should be there. We have to make sure the life. And if we are with the association of nice Vaishnavas, that's possible. Here is Vishakha Mataji. I was placed, we had a small temple in Punjabi Bagh there. Her husband and wife, they used to come often, or maybe once or twice in a year. We had a meeting. So, I think I'm coming up to maybe 30, 32 years to this place. I came 86 first time. I was sick. I was here for 15 days. I had a chicken pox. So they gave me nice Gujarati prasadam. And the Gujarati devotees, they used to give a lot of prasadam. And some devotees, they were taking care of me nicely. And then again, one time, once or twice I came, I forgot. So thank you very much for all of your association. And Mataji is there to guide you. Best. What else? Vaishnava Association. So many senior Vaishnavas are coming, giving association. They have struggled so much hard to make this place. So let us utilize the association of devotees. What Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave the last intersection, he said, devotees association, chanting, Bhagavat Shravan, so Bhagavat reading, Nam Sankirtan, Seva, Seva, and Mathura Bhas. Nartamadas Thakur says it's not necessary. Jetha Nam Sankirtan, Shetha Vrindavan. Wherever there are Nam Sankirtan, that is Vrindavan. Like we are discussing Harikatha, this is a Vrindavan. What is Vrindavan? Where there is Harinam Sankirtan. Nam Tishthami Vaikunya Yogi Namadhyayajanta Mad Bhakta Jatra Gayanti Tatra Tishthami Narada. Krishna is telling you, wherever Harinam, that is Vrindavan. So we have holy name, we have everything. If we, this five factor, if we take it, then it's easier. And Srila Prabhupada told to, in Mayapur only, Prabhupada is so difficult. Somebody came in the middle of the meeting, discussion. So difficult, so bad. Prabhupada told, if you think it's difficult, it is difficult. If you think it's easy, it is easy. One devotee said, Prabhupada, but I have made up my mind, I won't leave this place. In Mayapur, I'm saying. Prabhupada told, what you want? You want Nityananda or you want Nitya Dukh? So, if you go out, even though there is a problem in here a little bit, there is Nityananda. If you go out, there is Nitya Dukh. So, it's you to decide. Hari Bol.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Mataji, I want you to throw some light on accountability because, you know, you're busy with day-to-day life and sometimes you have issues or you have to take care of kids, etc. But then there is an accountability that you want to do sadhana, let's say 16 rounds. You want to read Bhagavatam, you want to read Chaitanya Charitamrita, but there is a time that, and you also need to do your office work. So maybe if you can throw some light on self-discipline and regret, because if you don't get discipline, then you regret, right? So maybe if you can throw some light where, in your initial days, how it helped you to see that, you know, that you are managing well and then you are accountable to what you think that you should do.
It's a very interesting question. I don't know how much justice I can do in a short time. But I didn't just reminded of this one line. His Holiness Lokna Swami Maharaj was saying, we had invited him on a Zoom session for Vaisak devotees, and he said one message for Grihasthas. He said, kiss. When he said that kiss, I was thinking, I mean, he's a sannyasi. What is he talking about? I was freezed. And then Maharaj elaborated. He said, K-I-S-S, kiss. Keep it simple, stupid. He said that. He said, keep it simple. Keep your grihastha life simple. We sometimes complicate things, you know, because what is that, you know, we try to, you know, use the money that we have not earned to buy something that we don't want, to impress people that we don't like. You know, we buy something with the money which is not earned, you know, the credit card. And we buy the things that we don't even want. And just to impress people we don't even like, you know, our relatives and friends. So I feel in the grihastha life, we actually have time. It's only things that we have occupied it with so many unimportant things. You know, if you have your chart, what are the priority, what is unimportant, what is important, but you know, like you have to have that chart properly. I mean, like, even like I've been married for 26 years now and I'm a mother of two children. My eldest son is a lawyer, he's 22, and my younger one is 15, he's in class 10. And yeah, I mean, I run a school And of course, we have temple, and then we have a choultry, and then we have a midday meal kitchen, then we have a goshala, then we there's so many things that have. We have a farm, and so many things are happening as a grahastha, as a temple leader, as a preacher, as a mother, as a daughter. So many things are happening. But of course, this is a big class in itself. But if I have to give you just one tip, sometimes we waste our time in so many unnecessary things. You know, if we can let go certain things, forgive, make life very simple, don't take up every battle. You don't have to fight every battle. If you keep fighting every battle, then you will lose the war. So everything doesn't need to be fought. And sometimes we are so busy in trying to prove others how right we are. Like that, you know, if the small mantras that you follow in life, actually life is pretty simple. Like Srila Prabhupada always put it, that Krishna consciousness is very simple. May not be easy, but it's actually simple. So yeah, if certain such things, if we sit down on a table with a paper and a pen and write down what time we get up in the morning to what time we sleep, and we actually put everything, you know, there may be so many such gaps, we may be actually wasting time. So yeah, we can do that. And I'm just reminded of one joke. I'll just share it with you and maybe we'll close. I don't know what's the time here, what time we have to end. There was this donkey. Okay, there was this donkey and there was this tiger. They both had an argument. I don't know if you know this. This was a very famous story making rounds in the WhatsApp. And the tiger was, a tiger and donkey were having an argument where the donkey was saying that the grass is blue. And the tiger was saying, how can the grass be blue? The grass is green. And after 15 days of argument, finally they decide that let's go to the jungle king, you know, who is a lion. Let him make the decision. So when they go to the sabha, lion has to make a decision. So donkey comes and says, my dear sir, this tiger has been troubling me last 15 days. I'm trying to tell him that the grass is blue, but he keeps on saying the grass is green, you know. Then the lion gets angry. He said, yes, I punish this tiger. For 15 days, nobody should talk to him. He should be in isolation. He should be quarantined. Okay, the tiger agrees, you know, and after 15 days when everything is over, he comes to the lion and he says, my lord, majesty, you are the king. You have all right to make whatever decision you want to. I just have this one question. Is the grass blue? The lion says, no, the grass is green. If the grass is green, then why did you punish me and not the donkey? He said, no, I didn't punish you because you said the grass is green. I punished you that how can you waste your time 15 days arguing with a mere donkey? You don't deserve to be a tiger, you know. How can you argue with a donkey? If the donkey said the grass is blue, you should have said, yes, sir, grass is blue. What does it make difference? So, I feel this kind of little tips in our grihastha life, unnecessary getting into some argument, which at the end of it, even if you win it, it's really not making sense, you know. Let the other person have the pleasure of winning it. Let them be happy, you know. It will save you so much time. So like that, if you just make a list of the things that we are doing in our grihastha life, unnecessary, you know, wasting time, it will save us a lot of time, you know. And Krishna consciousness is for grihasthas. You see, the whole Srimad Bhagavatam is full of the examples of grihasthas only, how they were so successful. Whether you see Aditi or Kashyap Muni, or where you see, you know, so many such examples, Kardama Muni or Devahuti for that matter, or Chavan Rishi, or so many such examples. And they were having wonderful life. They had their whole ashram and domestic animals, and then the Guru Patni used to take care of the whole ashram. There were so many Shishyas, and they were living a wonderful life. So they had all the time. See, we are wasting our time because we are not sure what we want. If we know what we want, actually life is very simple. If you have decided that you want bread and butter, you go to Tesco, go inside, go to the bread counter, go to the butter counter, go to the bill counter, it's over. But if you have not decided, and then you go inside and think, what should I buy? Then, you know, even if somebody comes and asks you, can I help you, madam? But they can't help you because you are not sure what you want. If you are sure, things are very pretty easy. Our problem is sometimes we really want to become a pure devotee. After hearing a particular class, the anesthesia stays for a few days. And after that, again, we are thinking, I want to be devotee, but you see, I have my own responsibilities also. You know, can we do that? This is all saintly things. We are so confused, you know. But if the goal is clear, it's very simple. And things are not that complicated. Prabhu, you had a question. Yeah.
Thank you so much, Mataji and Prabhuji, for your enlightening class. You nicely mentioned the points about watching the thoughts. And in this regard, thoughts remembering things and thoughts happen. During the waking hours, it's easy to control, dictate the thoughts, at least notice them. But when talking about myself, when I'm sleeping, it's difficult to control the thoughts, and the thoughts turn into the dreams that are mundane and material. So controlling thoughts during the sleeping hours is very difficult. Is there any tip, any suggestion, please?
Well, actually, it's whatever you are doing whole day, actually that is the thing that comes as thoughts. You can do that if you want, practically, this exercise. Tonight when you go and you lie down on the bed, you know, and just you close your eyes, everything will come like a reel, you know. What all you did from morning till evening, that's what comes. So suddenly in the night, we can't change the thought that I want this kind of a thought. Whatever you're doing whole day is going to affect. That is why they say, na, what they said, yam yam vapi smaran bhavam chachitante kalevaram. Because at the end of your life, whatever you think, you'll go back. But at the end of the life, to think about Krishna, you'll have to do the abhyasa whole life. Then only you can think of Krishna at that. Similarly, even the dreams also. But then, of course, we can artificially do something, means like we can have some kind of a regime, like a routine, like, you know, like Prabhupada suggested we should read Krishna book just before sleeping. Now we don't do it, but in many temples still they continue that in the night the devotees take muri and hot milk and read Krishna book. And when we are reading Krishna's pastime, and then when we sleep, and then we may into that pastime what has happened, and then you get good thoughts. So that is one way of doing it, and yeah, it will be successful, but it will be more successful if the whole day we have maintained a Krishna conscious regime. That means we have added Krishna to our life, then that will help.
Sorry, Ted. Basically, if you have a service-oriented life, Krishna service-oriented life, then other thoughts will not come anyway. Those who are serving all the time, they have too much responsibility in their shoulder. Serving Krishna. Some are printing books, some are... Like, for example, if you sleep late and next day morning you have to do Mangalarti for Radha Gokulananda, I'm sure nothing will come in your mind. Middle of the night you'll dream that maybe I'm late. And in between you'll wake up two times and see that I hope I have not missed the Mangalarti. So, like that, if the whole life is just a seva, 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 only thing that you'll do is that remembering the devotees, it all depends on the field, either kitchen, or cleaning, or doing puja, or distributing books, or food for life, or construction, or building anything, or printing books, or accounts. Every time the devotee will remember, or making program, or giving discourse, right? They'll be like those who give discourse, maybe they take higher points, they remember, oh, these are the points, maybe. Or those who, like I saw, I was with Sravi Prabhu for 10 years. I saw he used to keep one notebook next to his bed and write down some notes, any work is pending. I saw with Tamal Krishna, I was his secretary for in India for 5-6 years. So he used to have a notebook and write down. He used to sleep next to the one little teapot and write down. In the middle of the night also he used to write down what he has to do. So, and if nothing, something to do with me, then he used to tell me. And dealing with Tamal Krishna is not that easy. But somehow I could do it. So I'm saying that I have asked many other devotees also that when you do all the time service, you don't remember anything except service. My first mentor was Bhavavati Prabhu. He is American, very passionate. Mataji must be knowing. So I said, what you probably used to remember after becoming devotee? He said, nothing. Just going for book distribution. All day I'm thinking how to sell books, nothing else. At night also, daytime I sell books, at night time also I sell books. Nothing else. So that's how it all depends. If we are in our worldly life, then maybe. But devotee's life, that also it's simple. If we make our mind complicated, then it is difficult. We have to have a simple mind. Right? Simplicity, one of the quality, Krishna mentions in Gita, 16th chapter. So simplicity, 2-3 times he mentioned simplicity. So if we make things complicated, then we have to also pray that, my dear Lord, that don't make my mind so complicated. I just want to be a simple devotee. Right? And those who are a little complicated, Maya, that's also Maya ticks the person. We should never make things complicated. Those who make, automatically they'll go away. If somebody thinks, no, outwardly I'll show a very nice devotee, but I'll keep something in my mind, nobody can notice it, then Maya is work like a termite. Termite is such a big thing that in Mahabharata also mentioned that termite is such a thing. Even small ant can take big, tall, big tree. So even the small things can trigger it up at one point. Krishna also telling, anek anek chikta vibhanta mahajala swamata patante narakistu. Ultimately, they go to down.
Srimad Bhagavatam ki
jaya. Samaveta bhakta vrinda ki jaya.